My name is Katrina Smith, and I'm with Be Well and M.
My name is Juliette Yazzie, and I'm with Be Well and M.
Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act is starting November 1st. Could you talk a little bit about the logistics of going online? Is it similar to what has happened before?
Yes. So open enrollment begins November 1st and ends December 15th, and that's for plan year 2020. So this is a time frame where individuals and families want to go in and update their applications for the upcoming year to make sure that they're receiving the correct amount of premium tax credit, as well as to make sure that any and all information in their application is up to date.
Obviously, there's been a lot in the news over the last few years about assaults on the Affordable Care Act. And basically, the Trump administration doing everything they can, the GOP doing everything they can to destroy it. What is the current circumstance for anyone looking to register through the Be Well and M website, or are there other websites that people are going to?
So Be Well and M, we're New Mexico's health insurance exchange. So we're where individuals here in New Mexico would go to shop, compare, and buy health coverage. We do use the health insurance marketplace website, healthcare.gov, to submit applications and submit enrollments. But we're actually working on transitioning to a state-based marketplace come plan year 2022. So that's actually in the works for us right now. That's going to be a huge transition. So that's currently in the works for us. But as of right now, we are a state-based marketplace, and we utilize a federal marketplace, healthcare.gov.
For those individuals who are turning 65, before the end of the year, and are contemplating signing up for Medicare. How does the open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act mesh with, say, Medicare recipients?
Okay, well, essentially, if an individual is offered coverage through Medicare, then they would not be eligible for a plan through the health insurance marketplace. Having Medicare essentially is considered minimum essential coverage. So any individual that, say, doesn't qualify for Medicaid, is not currently eligible for Medicare, or is not offered coverage through an employer, would benefit by enrolling into the health insurance marketplace with Be Well and M.
If you had to advise a low-income person on the particulars of proving that they can't afford traditional private health insurance, what would you advise? What things do they need to provide?
I would just say, just take a look at your options. Through the health insurance marketplace, Be Well and M is the only place where an individual or family can go to enroll in health coverage to receive those discounts and subsidies, the advanced premium tax credit and cost sharing reductions. So the advanced premium tax credit is based off of your household size as well as your annual household income, and that would determine whether you qualify for the advanced premium tax credit, which would essentially lower your monthly premiums. Again, income is a factor to see if you may qualify for cost sharing reductions as well. And cost sharing reductions would greatly reduce the deductible amounts, the out-of-pocket maximum amounts, as well as any co-pays associated with the Be Well and M health insurance plan.
Are there the same number of health providers participating this year, or has there been a drop-off?
Yeah, so there's currently four carriers for 2019, and we'll also be offering four carriers for plan year 2020.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And with regard to pre-existing conditions, are those still covered?
Yes. So there is a pre-existing condition clause with the Affordable Care Act. Any insurance company cannot charge more or deny an individual coverage based off of any pre-existing conditions.
And again, could you just repeat how people would begin the process of looking if they haven't done it before?
Yeah, so you can give us a call. Our phone number is 1-833-2-BE-WELL. So that's 1-833-862-3935. Give us a call, speak with one of our enrollment counselors, or visit our website, www.bewellnm.com. You can visit us on the web, give us a call, and we can help you determine what would be the best route for you to submit that application, whether that be by phone, online, or if you prefer in-person assistance. We also have a number of insurance agents across the state, as well as enrollment counselors. We'll actually be up here in Gallup on November 13th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Gallup Chamber of Commerce. So we'll be hosting our enrollment day here in Gallup on December 4th as well, from 10 a.m. to 2 at the same location at the Gallup Chamber of Commerce.
Now, you can help me do my job by sharing some of the typical questions you tend to get at these information sessions?
So a lot of times individuals just really want to check and see the amount of premium that they might qualify for. So if you want to just give us a call, you'll be able to speak directly with an enrollment counselor who can provide you with that price quote if you wish. But a lot of times people want to see if they are eligible for any discounts as well. So again, I always say just give us a call or drop by one of our enrollment events and just check out your options. You might be saving some money.
All right. For either of you, what are some of the challenges that you personally face being involved with encouraging people to go online and register?
I think we really haven't had any major barriers. When we do outreach events, health fairs, community fairs, and things of that sort, we really find that a lot of individuals are already enrolled in health coverage. So they see the value of having coverage. So that's a great thing for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I understand it, the main changes that have happened in recent years because of court decisions and such is that if someone does not elect to enroll for any kind of health insurance, they're no longer penalized.
That is correct. So there's no longer a penalty for not having coverage. But if you did want to enroll into the health insurance marketplace and receive those tax credits and cost sharing reductions, those are only available through the health insurance marketplace. And in order to receive those is to enroll within the open enrollment period of November 1st through December 15th. But Native Americans, of course, qualify for year-round enrollment. So any Native American can enroll on a monthly basis or even change plans on a monthly basis as well. But outside of open enrollment period, the only way to enroll into the marketplace would be through a special enrollment period. So losing coverage, a change in household size, or maybe a major change of income would trigger a special enrollment period outside of open enrollment.
And for those Native Americans who might often go to an IHS facility mm-hmm. for health care, how does that tie in with being enrolled through the exchange?
Well, having a marketplace plan or a plan through BULNM actually greatly benefits IHS's funding. Basically, if an individual receives services through an IHS facility or a 638, they can actually be reimbursed for services received. So essentially, the insurance company would pay for services that an individual receives at an IHS facility.
And beyond that, individuals who are registered through BULNM or ACA mm-hmm. Aren't limited in terms of the particular facilities they can go to.
Correct. So having coverage through a BULNM health plan would actually cover emergency services. A lot of IHS facilities do not have an emergent or urgent care facility. So those services are also covered, as well as travel. If you're traveling out of state, a lot of times IHS won't cover any out-of-state services received. So essentially, if you're enrolled in a BULNM health plan, those out-of-state emergency services would be covered as well.
Do you know if under the current policies, you know, with all the changes, if young adults who used to be eligible under their parents' mm-hmm. health care, if that's still the case or if that's still being disputed?
No, that's still the case. As long as the individual is being claimed on a tax return, they can be included on the health insurance application. Parents are able to keep their children on their health insurance plans until they're turning until the age of 26. At that point, if they lose coverage because of that change in age, then essentially they'd qualify for a special enrollment period to go ahead and apply back into a BULNM health insurance plan.
And going back to what we discussed about the lack of penalties, there's no official penalty if you don't have health insurance coverage. However, the de facto penalty is if you do find yourself in a situation where you need emergency care or other things, you may be very well stuck for the whole bill.
Yes, that's correct. And some say that medical bills can be a huge cause of bankruptcy here in the United States. So it's really important to have some type of health coverage. Just gives you that peace of mind as well, that if anything does happen, you know you're covered.
Is there anything else that you might like to say to our listeners today?
Well, I just want to emphasize the open enrollment period again. So November 1st through December 15th, we only have 45 days to get that application and complete that enrollment. If you do have any questions, give us a call, 1-833-862-3935, or visit our website, bulnm.com. There's a ton of resources on there. And even if you just have a couple of questions, again, if you give us a call, you're going to speak directly with an enrollment counselor that can get those questions answered for you.
Or you can go visit Chris Gartner. He has an insurance agency here, and he is one of our certified brokers, so he can help you choose a plan as well.
If anyone's interested in visiting the Gartner agency for questions on the Affordable Care Act or enrollment, November 1st through December 15th, they're located at 1217 U.S. Highway 491 in Gallup, 87301, or you can call 505-863-2344. That's 863-2344.
Perfect. Open enrollment, it's a huge time for us. So we're really trying to get the word out there, doing a bunch of radio interviews as well as pre-ad interviews, get in the newspaper as well as some daily clips. So.
And when I asked you about challenges, you know, part of that is, you know, mm-hmm. how stressful is it doing your job?
It's stressful right now because we're just trying to get the word out, and we're traveling all over the state. And we're the only two doing it. mm-hmm. It's fun.
You meet lots of people.
And, we do. Oh,
yeah. And often the people who are receptive to the message.
Yeah, and it's good because I feel like a lot of people, since the penalty is no longer in place, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have to get insurance. But we're just trying to get the word out there, the importance of having it.
Thank you both for coming by.
Thanks for having us.